KALW.
I am a punk rocker.
I am an artist.
I am strong. I am learning.
I am a black man. I am a journalist.
There's a new cohort of journalists learning how to make radio in California prisons.
There's a point in my incarceration when I realized that I was different. I didn't have to be identified by any group, gang, or city. And it just allowed me to be Matt instead of wearing that mask, that facade that I had on for so long.
We'll get to know them more through their favorite songs.
When she was singing that song, she was in a good mood. And, you know, she was just basically letting me know, like, babe, even though we're, you know, going through what we're going through, living in poverty, don't worry about it. Everything gonna be cool.
Today, we meet this year's Uncuffed class at San Quentin. I'm Hanat Baba, and this is Cross Currents. Uncuffed is KALW's prison training program and podcast where people in California prisons tell their stories. We've taught the art of radio and podcasting to over 60 participants. They record and edit personal interviews and conversations about their shared humanity. Today, we're going to introduce you to the newest cohort of students in the storytelling program inside San Quentin State Prison. In the very first class, they take the mic and begin sharing a little bit about themselves. Let's meet them.
My name is Vincent O'Bannon.
My name is Anthony Gomez.
My name is Andre Davis.
My name is Matt Shepard.
My name is William Harris.
My name is Ryan Pagan.
My name is Jeremy Strain.
I'm from Madera, California.
I come from Sacramento.
I am from San Francisco, California.
I come from Riverside, California.
I come from a place where the ghetto meets the suburbs, Rialto, California.
I come from South Central Los Angeles.
I come from Sacramento, California.
I come from a big family.
I come from Laurel and William.
I come from a family that loves dancing.
I come from a line of strong black women.
I come from a very interesting family that provides me with a lot of jokes, things to have.
I come from a Mexican-American household.
I come from a culturally mixed household.
I'm a proud dad of my mini-me.
I am the second youngest of 14 siblings.
I am a father. I'm a grandfather.
I am a brother. I am a son.
I am a father, grandfather, son, and brother.
I come from a dysfunctional family. I come from poverty.
I come from poverty and chaos.
I come from the bowels of poverty. I also come from the spirit of hope.
I am a punk rocker.
I am an artist.
I am jolly, which is code for Santa Claus fat.
I am strong. I am learning.
I am a black man. I am a journalist.
I am a comedian with a funny sounding voice.
I am a producer, content creator, and I am a college student.
I am a college student.
I am a college graduate.
I'm a warrior.
I am magnificent.
I am the epitome of strength.
I am a work in progress.
I am a prisoner seeking redemption.
I am making amends.
I am not my crime.
I am now in a good place working on my rehabilitation.
I am strong. I am loved.
I am thoughtful and caring.
I believe in second chances.
I believe that it's important for me to bring healing to the world through humor.
I believe in the tooth fairy.
I believe I can do anything if I put my mind to it.
I believe in God.
I believe in God. I believe in therapy.
I believe in love.
I believe in strength.
I believe in empathy for the wrong I've done and for others.
I believe that if you can't say the word lifts, you must have one.
I believe in freedom. I believe in equal justice.
I believe in redemption, and I believe in accountability.
I believe in second chances.
I believe in redemption. And I believe in myself.
I believe I will be home one day.
So after these introductions, the producers get to work on their next assignment, interviewing each other about a song that's meaningful to them. We call it the Uncuffed My Mixtape.
Uncuffed.
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 My Mixtape.
My Mixtape.
My Mixtape.
My Mixtape.
My name is Matt Shepard, and my song is That's How I Knew by Nipsey Hussle.
That's how I know, that's how I know, that's how I know, that's how I know, that's how I know.
I select that song because it reminds me to be me.
That's how I knew that I was different. That's how I know, 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 that's how I knew that I was different though.
There's a point in my incarceration when I realized that I was different. I didn't have to be identified by any group, gang, or city. And it just allowed me to be Matt instead of wearing that mask, that facade that I had on for so long.
I be feeling like somebody reached out and chose us. I be killing life, nigga, we got it rolling.
And then lo and behold, that song came on. And it just clicked, and I loved it ever since. That's how I knew, that's how I knew. That's how I knew, that's how I knew. That's how I knew that I was different.
That's how I knew, that's how I knew that I was different.
You know, and another part about the song that I really love is that there's a part where he stops rapping and he just starts talking to you. And he's just dropping knowledge. You know, he talks about looking the gift horse in the face and not knowing what you're looking at.
And not know what you're looking at. And I feel like, you know, I'm looking at the gift horse. I'm just one of the ones that notice what I'm looking at.
And if we looking at, you know, Nipsey's background or where he came from and not the words he got coming out of his mouth or the actions that he display, then we miss it.
It's giving people, you know, it's as big as you want to make it. And, you know, it's as far as you want to take it. And we could quote a gang of things going on in the world right now. Or just, you know, accept it as being true. But man, giants gonna crumble. Big companies gonna crumble. New companies gonna pop up out of nowhere. And it's gonna be dramatic right now.
I love it. It's almost like I told you so. You know, I told you I was different. I told you. You didn't believe me.
That's how I know. That's how I knew that I was different. That's how I know. 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 That's how I know.
My name is William Harris. My song is One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. The most poignant moment and the reason why I picked this song is because it reminds me of my father. Sorry. I never told you all I wanted to say. I really, really, really feel what I want to feel.
Too late to hold you, 'cause you've always.
I was in Lancaster State Prison back in 2015. I called the house and my mom answered the phone and she said, your father would like to speak with you. So I said, okay, and I know he had been battling cancer, but when he told me about it, he was very nonchalant and cavalier. Oh, it's okay. And the doctor said that, you know, we'd do radiation and, you know, I can beat it. And, you know, so he was very cavalier. And, you know, one day I said, Mom, how bad is it? And she said, okay, I'm going to tell you the truth. He's going to die. felt really, really, really responsible for what he went through. Because he was the only one that used to come visit me. And we were very, very close. As he was suffering through cancer, and I'm not even there with him, he must be feeling terrible about that. And I'm not even there to comfort him or to be, to help him through it or to tell him anything or to be, you know, and that had to, it has to hurt. It hurt me.
I never showed you.
Assumed you'd always be there.
I thought you'd always be there.
Sometime in the evening when everything is quiet, puts me in a place where I'm reflective and I remember the good things and my father.
My name is Vincent O'Bannon. My song is It's a Man's World by James Brown. My memory for this song stems from my mother.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing. Without a woman or a girl.
Growing up, she was all I had to look at. She was the only person that I could look up to because my dad was not around. It reminds me of Sunday morning breakfast. It reminds me of church. It reminds me of the strength of a woman.
To take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark.
This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing. Nothing without a woman or a girl. I get joy out of that. Yeah, so it's a feel-good song for me. You know, even though James Brown may have wrote that song as a testament to one's manhood, but then he also in the same breath is saying that even though man has the strength and the ability to create these things, don't forget about this other side over here. Don't forget about this woman or this girl.
But man makes money to buy from other men. This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing, not one little thing without a woman or a girl.
Even though this is a man's world, none of this would be possible without the strength of a woman. And I see that strength in my mother, which is why this song resonates so much with me.
He's lost, and bitterness. He's lost, Lord have mercy.
My name is Andre Davis, and my song is
Ain't No Need to Worry.
Ain't No Need to Worry. By Anita Baker and the Winans. Ain't no need to worry what tomorrow is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. I chose this song because it reminds me of my mother. I think my mother at the time when she was singing that song, she was in a good mood. And, you know, she was just basically letting me know, like, babe, even though we're, you know, going through what we're going through, living in poverty, living in the ghetto, you know, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be cool. It's going to be all right.
But the night is going to break.
Don't you worry about it.
It'll
know, like the song said, ain't no need to worry what tomorrow's gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning. Why she liked that song so much, because it's a gospel song and it's a feel-good song. I think about that song when I'm going through things. When I'm in my cell and you can hear all the racket and stuff like that outside the cell and the alarm going off and stuff like that. And it just makes me think about that song, and it's just my mother pop in my head and I start singing that song. I'm singing that song when I'm happy, when I'm going through trouble, when I'm thinking about something negative or something in my life didn't happen. I just flash back to my mama singing that song and she have a smile on her face. In the morning.
My name is Anthony Gomez, and my song is Days by The Drums. So I actually just heard this song maybe a couple days ago. Immediately I was drawn in. The vibe is just, it has a real nice melody, real nice vibe. I've just been really independent. You know, when you're attached to somebody for years, you know, it can have an effect on you. And at some point you feel like it's a huge setback, but despite that, like, I'm finding positivity every single day. Kind of reminds me of just where I'm at in my life right now. I kind of feel like I was meant to like hear this song as I'm going through this shift in my life. Love listening to music when I'm by myself, so that's really when I just listen to music, both headphones on, and I don't have any disturbances. I can kind of just zone out and listen to it and indulge in that song, but this is one I probably wouldn't have listened to in the past. Or maybe I would have, I don't know. But it's definitely unique. It's definitely new. I like it.
My name is Jeremy Strain. The song that I chose is an original song by Sadie Curry. And the name of the song is Meant to Be.
In the silence, in the distance, I felt safe, no expectation.
This song is significant to me because my wife hired a producer named Sadie to make this song about us, based off of history that we have and how we met. So when I first heard the song, it made me feel special. It made me feel loved and wanted. I really didn't know what a healthy relationship was until I met Daniel. After a while of just talking and writing, started expressing little by little our feelings for each other. So there's a small part of the song, which is the chorus, and it says, from Chicago to California,
California, across the world for you. Jeremy, I want you to know, yeah, we were meant to be, oh baby, it's true.
The chorus to this song means so much to me, because my wife literally packed up all of her stuff and moved over 2,000 miles from Chicago to California. One day she just was like, hey, I'm gonna move out there. I was like, what? I thought she was playing at first, but then she was serious and she did it within, man, all within that month.
right then and there, I knew that like she was serious about our relationship and genuine and really, really, really loved me and cared to do something like that. Like that's like she has a son as well. So to take all that and just relocate, like that's to me, that's amazing. You're the strongest person I know. Just her personality, right? She's very outspoken, very determined, very ambitious. But at the same time, she has this very, very open, kind heart. She's beautiful. Her smile is contagious. She has this smile that is just breathtaking. From Chicago to California, across
the world. Today, we heard the voices of Ryan Pagan, William Harris, Anthony Gomez, Matthew Shepard, Jeremy Strain, Andre Davis, and Vincent O'Bannon. Stay tuned for more of their stories here on Cross Currents throughout the year, and keep an ear out for mixtapes and stories from our new cohorts at Solano State Prison and the California Institute for Women. And we have one more mixtape before we go. This one's a little different. Ryan Pagan is one of the facilitators inside San Quentin, and he made a mixtape with an incarcerated musician named Samuel Jackson about a song Samuel wrote.
I wrote a song called Pelican. I waited for the bus, but it didn't show. I saw a pelican fight a crow. A car goes by, a little girl, she waves hi. I would say what inspired me to write this song was things were really downhill for me at that time. I was homeless. I was staying with my mom, which was truly embarrassing. Car goes by, a little girl, she waves. I was going to visit my sister, Beatrice, and she was dying of leukemia in a hospital. And I did not want to see her in that condition. To earn my way, at night I pray. But does he hear the things I say? I'm not for sure. While I was at the bus stop, I kept a pad with me, and I wrote thoughts down as they occurred. The first thing I noticed that this bus here ran every hour, but this day it took an hour and a half. And so I wrote, first thought was, I waited for the bus, but it didn't show. Then I heard overhead some crows, and I looked up. There were three crows fighting a pelican. And I'm thinking, you don't see a pelican this far in land like this. It was headed towards the beach, but it was peculiar. She waves high. I waited for the bus, but it didn't show. Da-doon. I saw a pelican fight a crow. Da-doon, da-doon. A car goes by. A little girl, she waves high. Now, mind you, it's summertime, and I'm on a bench out in the sun, and it's hot. And I have $5 to my name, and this bus here is going to take me directly in front of the hospital that I need to get to. And while I was waiting for the bus, I looked down the way and I saw my favorite car, a Mercedes Benz. That's what it was. Beautiful car. And as the car getting towards me, I noticed who was driving the car. Couldn't help it. And I said, wow, man, these white people have everything. As he was coming towards me, I flipped him off. He sees me flipping him off. He flips me off. And as he goes by me, we're side by side. In the back seat, there was a little girl in her car seat. Beautiful. Looked like Shirley Temple. Little white girl. I'm like, and she was waving at me while my middle finger was up. I just moved my hand down. And I'm like, because she had nothing to do with what I might have been feeling towards her dad. I couldn't help but at that moment just recognize it went from hate instantly to love. And I'm saying, wow, that's peculiar, right? So I took my pad out again and I wrote down, a little girl waved high, and I left the middle finger part out. I waited for the bus, but it didn't show. I saw a pelican fight a crow. A car goes by, a little girl, she waves high. I got to the hospital that day. My sister had been, they let her rest. And they told me that I can wait in her room until she wakes up. And I found me a seat where I sat down. I went and kissed her on her cheek. The chemo had her face yellow. And all her hair was cut. She had like a turban on her head. She was asleep, peaceful. And I kissed her and I sat down and her little doot, I fell asleep to that, and I woke up to the flat line. That day, she died.
To turn the page, there's so much rage, but in this cage on life is staged.
That song was written while she was alive, and so whenever I sing it, it's a way of me going to her burial. But it didn't. Though I'm locked away, I can still visit her burial with this song.
Fight a crow, da-doon-da-doon, a car goes by. A little girl, she waves hi.
That was Samuel L. Jackson, and you'll be able to hear this piece and more at Back Pocket's live storytelling event at Herbst Theater, June 21st. It's called In a Silent Way, and it features stories all about music. Find out more at our website, kalw.org. Our work in prisons is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by an information officer.
Shows. I waited for the bus, but it didn't show.
Today's Cross Currents team includes Sandra Halliday, Alistair Boone, James Rowlands, Ganadi Joe Johnson, Victor Tense, Shirin Adil, Lisa Morehouse, Marissa Ortega Welch, Sunni Khalid, Angela Johnston, and Ben Trefney. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet, as interpreted by Daoud Anthony. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.
A car goes by, a little girl, she waves high.